to the CEO of Chipotle, one employee coming to work sick has cost the company $1 billion in market value. The employee was sick, which led to a norovirus outbreak at a store in Virginia. Now, that scare, combined with Chipotle's past record, helped send the company's shares tumbling. In response to the incident, Chipotle's now drilling into employees why they cannot work while sick, or at least while contagious. But breaking that mindset may be harder than they think. For more, we turn to the KCBS Newsline and talk with Dr. Aaron Yelowitz, director of the John H. Schnatter Institute for the Study of Free Enterprise and associate professor of economics at the University of Kentucky. Thanks very much for talking to us today. So this really could have happened at any restaurant or business. Why do we go to work when we're sick?
So a couple things. From what I understand about Chipotle, and first, thanks for having me on. It relies a lot more on fresh ingredients than some of the other restaurants. So it might be more likely at some sorts of chains than others. But to get back to what you're talking about, there's probably some mindset out there about going into work, about fear of losing jobs and so forth. There's work by Phil Susser and Nicholas Zebarth, colleagues of mine in the economics profession, that show that about 3 million workers, or about 2% of all workers, in any given week go into work sick. So it is an issue. The solution is a little less clear.
Well, you know, I mean, there are, I guess, a couple of reasons. One, if you don't have sick pay and you really need the money, you go to work sick.
That's a great point. One of the interesting things about the Chipotle example is the workers there do have paid sick leave. So what was actually the thing that went wrong is they weren't using it when they had it. From my understanding from reading accounts is that employees perhaps felt pressured to not use paid sick leave because of covering shifts and so forth. But it does bring up this interesting question of whether paid sick leave actually would prevent these sorts of outbreaks from happening. There's some evidence, again, by some of my economics colleagues in the profession, that sickness overall is lowered when there's paid sick leave out there. At the same time, some of my own work with one of my colleagues, Tom Ahn, shows that also absenteeism goes up. People both call in sick for legitimate reasons, like this disaster, of course, at Chipotle, but also perhaps for reasons that are a little less legitimate as well.
We've all worked for places also that really pressure you to come to work, no matter what.
So, clearly, if they pay you, they're going to want you to be there at the job. In general, what's interesting is that in the U.S., we see far lower rates of absenteeism than in other countries. Whether that's due to pressure or whether that's due to lack of paid sick leave is not so clear. In the U.S., some of my work, again, with my colleague Tom Ahn, shows that on average about 4 days per year are taken for paid sick leave in the sorts of surveys that we see. That's vastly different than, for example, other European countries where paid sick leave is more generous.
All right. So what can companies do to impress upon their employees that, you know, when you're sick, especially if you have something contagious, you got to stay home?
I wish I could tell you. That really does seem like the system failure here. Key point is that people went into work, and perhaps in this case, it really was this story of manager pressure that happened at one chain. Perhaps that's system-wide, perhaps it's not. But presumably, there are a lot of illnesses where we might not think that they're terribly severe, but they're moderate. But sometimes those moderate illnesses are actually severe. Sometimes, in this case, presumably the worker knew it was a severe illness and they felt pressure to go in regardless of that. So clearly, one of the things that should happen, I would say, would be that if companies have a paid sick leave policy, if you're sick, you should be able to use it. That's something that we typically assume happens, though how you legislate that, how you enforce it, seems like a real problem. From my accounts of reading about Chipotle, it seems like, in general, this may have been one rogue chain or something like that.
Well, there, I think there are a lot of managers out there who do put the pressure on, so it's going to be a mindset that needs to be changed. Thanks a lot for talking to us. We do appreciate it. That was Dr. Aaron Yelowitz. He is Associate Professor of Economics at the University of Kentucky. It's 1136 at KCBS.